Watson Rapids, where we will catch up with the Sandhill Wildlife Area, get an update about that, right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm Steve Kathan. Norfolk Southern Railroad CEO Alan Shaw is telling Congress right now the company will make things right in East Palestine, Ohio, after the toxic train wreck.
I am determined to make this right. Norfolk Southern will clean the site safely, thoroughly, and with urgency. You have my personal commitment.
This woman from East Palestine came to hear things firsthand.
I'm interested in hearing, you know, what's going to be offered to us. You know, our property values are nothing right now. Mm-hmm. You know, even if we didn't feel safe and wanted to leave the area, I don't even know how we would do it.
On social media, Senate colleagues are wishing Republican leader Mitch McConnell well. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill says he's in the hospital after a fall.
It remains unclear what his injuries are at this point or how severe. This is not the first time the 81-year-old senator has been hospitalized after a serious fall. Back in 2019, McConnell took a spill at his Louisville home. He suffered a fractured shoulder that required weeks of recovery and physical therapy.
Overseas, a fierce new missile and drone assault today by Russia in several cities in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams.
Kyiv was hit overnight, as well as other major cities, including Odessa, Kharkiv, and Dnipro. And one of the residential buildings that was reportedly hit was in Lviv. That city is more than 400 miles from the nearest battlefield. It's close to the border with Poland. It's in far western Ukraine. Five people were reported killed there.
Well, CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Israel.
Austin said Iran was a key part of the discussions.
Iran remains the primary driver of instability in the region.
Iran's growing relationship with Russia, he said, could eventually threaten the Middle East.
Iran is gaining important battlefield expertise and experience in Ukraine that will eventually transfer to its dangerous proxies in the Middle East.
A senior defense official called Ukraine a battle lab for Iran's deadly weapons, including drones.
Florida legal documents say Tiger Woods' girlfriend is trying to get rid of a non-disclosure agreement she signed when she worked for the golf legend. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
What Tiger Woods really wants is to be able to continue the underlying disputes in arbitration, not in a court of law, and have that non-disclosure agreement remain enforceable.
General Motors said today it's offering buyouts to most of its 58,000 U.S.-based salaried workers. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up about 80 points. The S&P is up 9. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. It's Write Night tonight at McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids. From 6 to 8 p.m., adult writers gather in the McCourt Room to read each other's work, provide feedback, and talk all things literary. Bring a laptop or paper and pencil and join in. Nearly 700 students from area high schools visited Mid-State Technical College for their Program Showcase Career Exploration event. Students from Amherst, Assumption, Granton, Loyal, Neillsville, Rosholt, and Stevens Point area senior high schools came to the Wisconsin Rapids campus to explore career options in their 85-plus programs. The program showcase allows students to meet current Mid-State students, staff, and program faculty. They can tour the campus labs and experience the hands-on learning that Mid-State offers. Summer registration for the 23 summer term opens today for current students at Mid-State. Public registration starts tomorrow. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Where can you find a discount store with a little bit of everything, including Target overstock items? Where can you always be sure every penny counts? It's EPC. Shop during our grand opening on March 10th and receive an additional 20% off your purchase for total savings of up to 80%. See you March 10th at EPC.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 36, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, 25, cloudy. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Actual Ron Johnson. Welcome to the show, Senator.
Kristen, it's great to be here. This is what people in Wisconsin want to know. You know, what are the injuries that people have gotten when they go out and get their vaccine? And I've heard numerous things. You know, look no further than your own governor. If you want to say, what does a vaccine injured person look like? Well, he's addicted to ice cream and he looks like a scarecrow. So, I mean, those are some dead giveaways.
We've unlocked Oaklander.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to the Thursday show of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry. Very happy to be here. Less happy about the snow that is coming.
Yeah.
But such is spring in Wisconsin.
Exactly.
We're going to the Cubs-Brewers game on April 1st. And I texted a friend who lives in Chicago to let him know. And he goes, I don't know what's wrong with you people. It's still going to be cold. Like, do you guys have such short memories as far as how... I was like, well, I just said yes. If it's cold, I'll sit somewhere inside or something like that. But yes.
Yeah, you missed all the games at the old county stadium before it was had a roof.
Yeah.
And going to opening day was more about survival.
When's the last time you went to opening day?
Oh, it's been decades.
It's during the week this week, right? Is it... When is it this year?
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
No, actually,
I went last year and it was really windy.
Oh, was it?
I remember because for one of my last jobs, I was trying to do a segment on, because it was my first opening day because I didn't grow up in Milwaukee, and two, I also left when I was 16. And so it was, and I think the year prior in 2021 was still when it was COVID and everything. So last year was my first opening day, and so I did like a segment basically asking people about their first opening day and what do I need to do. But I like, so much of what I got for audio was useless because the wind last year was insane.
Oh man.
And so hopefully, I don't know if I'm going this year, but
well,
I'm sure.
The regular season begins Thursday, March 30th against the Cubs at Wrigley, and then the home opener Monday, April 3rd against the Mets.
All right.
At AmFam Field. And the more, now that I think about it, the last home opener I went to was the first home opener at Miller Park.
So like 2001?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Wow.
And you know why I remember that so well?
Why?
Because there was a slight design flaw in the bathrooms, in the men's bathroom in particular. They were floor-to-ceiling windows.
No.
Oh yes. And
not the like confessional room kind, or like the interrogation room where like it's a one-way
mm-mm.
view.
No. And as my friend and I were walking out of the game, and it was dark by that point, But yes, there were some men waving at us, you could say.
While they were, you could see, could you see the urinals?
They were standing at the windows, waving at us. Not with their hands.
So, oh my God.
Yeah. So that's what I remember about my last opening day.
Of course you remember that.
It sticks with you.
Yes. I would say that's a hard image to erase.
Still trying to shake that off. It's like Brett Favre and the Crocs.
All right. Okay. Well, there is some, I mean, kind of, update on some Brewer stuff that we'll get to in a minute. But this show, we have, for the second half of the show, a ton of guests, which I am very excited about. Sarah Gadlewski is back to talk about some of the rallies that are happening for her PAC, Wisconsin, no, Women Win Wisconsin.
Yep.
And so she's going to be here at 12:30, which I'm excited about that. And then Kate Fagan, who is a Emmy Award winning journalist, and she's written, this is now her fourth book. But as someone who grew up playing basketball, in a family that is very basketball centric, I'm so excited to talk to her because the book is called Hoop Muses, An Insider's Guide to Pop Culture and the Women's Game. And it's almost like graphic novel, comic book style graphics.
Okay.
But it's also like starting back in the late 1890s when basketball was created and like the history of women playing basketball and stories from like the 20s and the 30s. And like, it's really cool. So they sent us a copy. So I've been able to like flip through it before she was coming on the show today. And so I can't wait to talk to her about it. Cause it's just, even though she played college basketball, one of her, collaborators on the book is Simone Augustus, who's like one of the best WNBA players, like 8-time All-Star.
Nice.
WNBA player, 3-time gold medalist. Like, I'm really excited for that conversation. So that's at 1. And then Chris Drosner is back for his monthly recurring segment, giving us some new beer news. Some that will be at the end of the show at 1:30. But to kick off today's show, there's been an Oplander sighting.
There has. He's out.
So, quick reminder, if you do not know what you're talking about, I don't know if this is catching on. I know we think it's hilarious.
True.
And I think that's all that really matters. But Oplander, I think you can kind of think of it a little bit like how you think about Dark Brandon.
The meme about President Biden.
About Biden. Or the anger interpreter. It's not like a direct analogy, but it's in that world of
a character.
A character that we've created that mostly is also very tongue in cheek because it is, you know, not that I don't think Governor Tony Evers is a passionate man in his beliefs.
Absolutely.
But how he addresses, how he possesses that passion.
Presents
that passion. You know, it's the range is small. Let's put it that way. It's when he seems angry, it doesn't seem that angry.
It's a very Wisconsin kind of angry.
It's more of an exasperation than I'm going to run through the wall.
Yeah, outburst.
And so we jokingly call him Oplander, which is a playoff of Homelander, which is a character from Amazon's The Boys, which is a like dark anti-hero, not even anti-hero. Like he's actually the villain, but he's supposed to be like a Captain America type character in the public's eye. So it's a stretch, but it's just, Oplander's fun to say. So I was going through the news last night and I saw the headline that I was like, oh, there he is. He showed up. But that there was a luncheon, WisPolitics had a luncheon yesterday, and Evers demands Republicans tell him the damn plan as they reject his budget proposals. And we even have audio for this one.
Instead of saying we don't have enough money, tell me what the damn plan is. Tell me what, you know, they need to come back. I put my plan out there.
Though Governor Evers and Republicans will battle over the budget, he says, believe it or not, the divide isn't as deep as it used to be.
I think the tenor of the conversation is a little better than it has been. I think the Republicans were really hoping that I would be defeated, and now they realize that they're stuck with me for at least four more years.
As far as finding that common ground, shared revenue from the state to local communities is one area where the governor is optimistic, even if it means there are no local tax options.
So I think shared revenue will get an upper. It has to. They do all the hard work. You know, whether it's public health, public safety, courts, you name it. That's local expenses.
But a flat tax, like some Republicans were floating earlier this year, won't happen.
That's a dead issue for me. That will be a veto of a budget if I get a budget that is going to be a fair tax, which means that most of the savings go to wealthy people.
And that does sound courtesy of Spectrum News, by the way.
Tell me the damn plan.
But they're willing to work.
Yeah. I mean, and that was the same thing. That was from Spectrum, but the same thing from Wispolitics saying that the tenor has changed some.
Yeah. Because Robin Voss almost lost his job.
Yeah. But also, it's also another 4 years. You can't do 8 years of just not doing anything, right? And I mean, I guess you could, but
that's what they did for the last four. But you're right.
That's what I mean. A total eight.
And people are fed up with it.
And so, but you know, to be fair, they don't have their plan's not done yet. And so I think the frustration is less that they don't have a plan, but it's more that they keep saying things to the press about, oh well, $7 billion isn't actually that much money. And there is a new report that shows that, right? Like, this is not unlimited spending, and when you spend half of it on buildings, potentially, which was part of the proposal, you know, there is, it's not, and it's also a one-time funding, right? Like, well, it can't be stuff that you are planning to have as a renewable resource because of the money that's still going to be coming in. This was kind of a windfall because of the pandemic.
It's a one-time perfect storm, I've heard it described.
Yeah.
Because again, you can't, it's not sustainable. We're not going to have this over and over and over and over again.
No. And so, you know, they did announce, if you have feelings about the budget process and what you want to be prioritized, they have their public hearings for next month have been announced.
Yeah.
So if you are in Waukesha, so maybe you and I can go to this. Do you want to go see the Joint Finance Committee?
I would love to go see the Joint Finance Committee.
Talk to Mark Lyne and say what's up.
And then we can go out for drinks afterwards. It'd be great.
So that's April 5th in Waukesha. And then April 11th in Eau Claire. April 12th in Wisconsin Dells. And April 26th in Minocqua. So that is the four public hearings that are happening across the state for the budget hosted by the Joint Finance Committee. And it's a good opportunity. I mean, I don't know. I've never been to one of those before. Have you?
I haven't. But what I recall is the last time they had a public hearing on anything, for hours, everyone spoke against whatever it was that the Republicans wanted to do, except for one person. And then the Republicans went and did what they wanted to do.
Well, that wasn't the last one, but that is the most notable when it came to fair maps.
Oh, that's right.
It was 9 hours of testimony of people saying that they wanted fair maps. Then it was Robin Voss saying, I think the maps are fine.
La, 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 la. I can't hear you.
All right. Well, speaking of budgets and Republicans talking to the press, it sounds like, at least as it was written in Evers' budget, the Brewers deal likely dead. Come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Before you went to bed. Okay.
So roll out the barrel and strike up a band. Heaven's praise, Lombard.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett's septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
You can complete your home improvement projects, consolidate bills, or make large purchases and more with a home equity line of credit or HELOC loan from Key Savings Bank. You can put your home's equity to work for you today. At Key Savings Bank, there is no application fee, pre-approval in 48 hours, and you can apply online or with one simple call. Put your home's equity to work for you with Key Savings Bank, where you'll feel right at home. 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and in the town of Rome. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
News Talk Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madner. What is that song from?
The one I just played?
Yeah, the one that we play for the news.
That's John Fogerty.
Okay.
Is it from a movie?
I don't know, but you know what? It gives me very like 80s sitcom vibes. Doesn't it? Like it's like the everywhere you look. Everywhere, it's the heart. It's like very that kind of. Like,
sure, I can go along with that.
Someone with big poofy hair should be running down the stairs and smiling at camera.
We'll
like a newsroom like sitcom from the late 80s.
We'll work on that. I'll get a perm.
Did you ever have a perm?
Oh yeah.
Is there pictures?
Sure.
Can you bring me some?
I'll see if what I can find. Oh, everybody had perms.
I know.
The guys had perms.
The perms are coming back. They're much healthier now. They're like organic perms as far as they're better for your hair. They don't like burn it off, basically.
Yeah, that's always bad.
And so, all right. So we're still talking about the budget a little bit, but this, do you have strong feelings about funding the Brewers? I know we've talked about this before, and I had put it in my kind of roundup for news last night, or no, someone asked me in a comment section last night about how I feel about the $290 million Brewers deal that Evers had put in his budget proposal that basically is funding renovations and necessary renovations. And the only kind of trade-off is that they stay for another two decades. And, you know, when Dan Schaefer was on here a couple weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and we talked about the deal, the thing that kind of stuck out to me was that the any developments in the Brewers district would be tax exempt from property taxes. And that, because I'm still very much on the team that there could be a lot more development around. I mean, I drive by it every single day, twice.
Yep. It's a big space.
It's a big space that is only used really for games 83 days out of the year.
Yeah.
And
maybe a couple shows.
That's what I mean. So at least for games, handful of shows. But there's not, it's so much space to not have other fun things going on. And it's such an opportunity to develop that area and bring more people. Because think about people who, like a lot of people don't want to go to downtown Milwaukee. And I get it. Like if you don't like parking, it can be stressful. If, you know, and but like that's kind of a mid for people who live in the western suburbs. So if we consider Waukesha a suburb, but Brookfield, West Allis and stuff. And so like West, I mean, that's basically is West Allis, but just it's another area that could be
a deer district, right?
A deer district of something that has bars and restaurants, and I know that they're up on like North Ave and stuff. Like there are local fun established pubs,
right.
But you know, I know there is one of those golf simulator things now at AmFam, but like stuff like that, like stuff to do and stuff that like utilizes the area for year round and gives people another destination of things to do. And there just feels like a disincentive from doing that if the people who would invest in trying to open businesses there, and then like, I don't know, like there's just something there that just feels like not the best deal for taxpayers in what was in Evers' proposal, but it's sounding like it doesn't matter anyways, because Voss said yesterday that it's likely dead and that he supports crafting a new plan.
Because theirs will be better. Here's my thing. The ask never ends with sports teams. The ask never ends. Give me this big, shiny new building. It's going to be great. We're going to bring all kinds of money into the community, which they do. And I understand the importance of major league sports, certainly in a city like Milwaukee and a state like Wisconsin. And I appreciate that. But there is, at least I am resentful that the ask never stops. And if we require them to stay another 20 years, and in 20 years, AmFam isn't going to be any good anymore.
Yeah.
And now we need a new one.
Yeah.
And then we'll have another extra sales tax for how many years, which once it sunsets, 2 years after that, it'll be like, oh, wait, we forgot.
Because that's basically exactly what happened.
Yes.
I mean, the sales tax finally was done 2 years ago, just in time for it to say,
oh,
well, now it's an old stadium that needs renovations.
Whoopsie.
And yeah, and I feel like is there no more creative ways to generate revenue, like with a beer district or things that, because basically in the same way we talk about bids, like the Fiserv and like the Deer District is now its own bid, which is like business investment district. And there's certain parts that are downtown. And so like that is like you pay in and like you take care of the district. And so that's the same thing with the baseball district. And like, is there no more creative ways than just taxpayers funding it to raise revenue for the Brewers? And so I don't know what a Republican plan would look like. I don't know if this is just an opportunity to not give Evers a win, so they'll come up with their own plan. And they were, you know, PO'd that he didn't let them know ahead of time or whatever, and just like the petty politics of it. Or if they actually have a better plan in place that they think could, it's not just like, here's a bunch of money just for you to stay. Because I would be in favor of that. I feel like there needs to be a little bit more skin in the game besides, oh, you're so lucky that we just don't leave the state.
I would like to see some people offer to take some salary cuts.
Good luck. Good luck on that.
Well, exactly.
Speaking of salary cuts, though, because we got to go to break. Alex Jones for being broke.
Alex Jones of InfoWars?
Of InfoWars. Certainly has cut suggesting a pretty good deal for himself. So when we come back, we got a variety of updates when it comes to right-wing media and maybe their looming implosion. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick with us.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Rock meets Bach tonight at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. The Arts Council of Southwood County is presenting Take 3 tonight, March 9th at 7:30 p.m. This genre-defying trio uses a violin, cello, and piano to create some of the most exciting and refreshing pop, rock, classical fusion music you'll hear anywhere in the world. Tickets are $30 for adults and $10 for students. The high school jazz band concert will be Friday at the Performing Arts Center. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. for the concert starting at 7. The Hager House in Wausau helps single mothers in central Wisconsin. The faith-based home in central Wisconsin helps single moms get back on their feet and gain independence. The Hager House is located in downtown Wausau and has 6 rooms. They are always looking for donations and volunteers. In sports, the Badgers are out of the Big Ten tournament after losing to Ohio State last night. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 36, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, 25, cloudy. Overcast tomorrow, snow likely 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
I feel like kind of all fall in. Maybe this is approaching the end, but maybe not.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So we don't talk about Alex Jones a lot, but I couldn't help but stun myself when, you know, we last fall, he lost his defamation case. And, you know, the Sandy Hook families that had sued him won $1.5 billion against the conspiracy monger.
Because he had said that Sandy Hook
not
was
defamation,
a hoax.
Yes, but not defamation, but in damages.
Yes.
Because he had repeated his assertions that the 2012 school shooting in Newton, Connecticut was a hoax. So I just don't know. Like, I don't know how this maths. Like, I don't know how this. I don't know. I don't know the legal system well enough to know how this is even possible. But okay. Alex Jones pitches bankruptcy plan that would make him $520,000 a year.
I'm confused.
Same. Same. So, you know, it's nice work. Nice work if you can get it. But it's a bankruptcy plan that was laid out by Alex Jones's media company that would guarantee Alex Jones $520,000 a year, so $10,000 a week. And, you know, so meanwhile, the Sandy Hook shooting victims, whose lives he, you know, blighted, would share an annual $7 million to $10 million payout that is obviously a far cry from the $1.5 billion. And so his company is called Free Speech Systems, which is the InfoWars parent company. So they're appealing the various rulings against Jones, and Jones himself has filed for personal bankruptcy. And the company filed its proposed reorganization as part of its Chapter 11 bankruptcy case in Houston. But I don't understand how, when, if you file bankruptcy, whether it's personal or your company, how do you justify continuing to pay one person's salary of $520,000? Like, don't you basically have to go down to the minimum wage?
I would certainly think that if you or I had to declare bankruptcy after being sued, we wouldn't be able to get a deal where someone's going to pay us $500,000 a year.
No.
And so if anyone listening is a bankruptcy attorney, we would love to hear from you at 844-967-2789. How does that work?
How does this, I mean, because truly, because this is further in the AP article. So Free Speech Systems, which has more than 40 employees, under this plan that they proposed, would pay $780,000 to $940,000 per year altogether to its workers. I love how, I don't know, I wonder if that includes the 520 for Alex.
I think that's separate.
And so I feel like once you file for bankruptcy, isn't the part of the deal that you have to cut costs, at least, if not like liquidate the company?
And sell off assets.
So it's like, I understand, but like the stuff that they hawk, the diet pills and stuff, they make millions of dollars from that. So I don't know what hide the money game that they're playing. That, and I can't even imagine how exhausting this is of trying to actually get what is due versus just hide the ball.
Yeah. Actually, those families actually ever seeing any kind of payout will really be miraculous, yeah. I think.
So, I mean, I think we all kind of secretly, not so secretly, were so happy when the rulings came against him. It's just, is there actually any ramifications that are going to happen? Besides
right.
the ruling itself, will there be any accountability?
Financial. And it's got
because getting paid $520,000 a year still doesn't seem like accountability.
Oh, it's a curse, Kristen. It's a curse.
God, what would you do with $520,000?
I can't even. I would sleep for a month.
Because in the top of the noon hour, we're going to talk about there's a new study that came out that basically contradicts the 2010 study that, after $75,000, your happiness really plateaus of how much more happiness you can gain by making more money. And now a new study is saying, oh, no, never mind. Money definitely makes you happier. And so
a whole lot more money.
And a whole lot more money. So we're going to talk about that at noon. But that's what I mean. Like, Alex Jones, if you're making $502,000, that's like the cap of what that study says. Like, can't be that upset.
Happy guy.
Does not seem like a happy guy. In reality. But then I saw this break. Jenna Ellis, former Trump lawyer, is censured in Colorado for false election claims.
No kidding.
Yep. Jenna Ellis, the Colorado attorney, who was the former President Donald Trump's senior legal advisor as he tried to overturn his 2020 election loss, has been censured by a Colorado judge for misconduct. The public censure order was signed Wednesday by presiding disciplinary judge Byron M. Large, who oversees lawyer discipline cases in Colorado. And as a part of the agreement in the case, Ellis admits, this is important, Ellis admits that multiple statements she made in late 2020 about the presidential election being stolen were misrepresentations.
But she wouldn't say lies.
No.
See, and so that means nothing then. Oh, censure, bad lawyer. No. Disbar her. Take away your license to practice law.
Yeah. Well, it's something. Because there really hasn't been much accountability for any of these people yet.
And
beyond the people who were on, you know, on the ground.
And who did she admit to that these were misrepresentations? Did she go on Fox News and do a segment and say, and make a mea culpa there? Did she go on, you know, the malicious mainstream media and have an apology tour for lying to the American people all those months? No.
Well, and, you know, and this obviously then leads into the story of this week.
Oh, I love this.
Is that through this $1.6 billion Dominion case, Tucker Carlson's texts have come out that he does not like President Trump. And, you know, and it's funny because the New York Times tweeted this story out. I can't even imagine being the content mediator for New York Times because they just get it from everyone. But, you know, this happened the same week that Tucker Carlson put out his first edits of the January 6th footage that he got exclusively so far.
That he whitewashed.
Yeah, that he, you know, there's images of the Capitol Police walking with the shaman and stuff. And so I haven't seen what he put, but I obviously know that there's a lot of people were now using that as saying, see, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, that's a lie.
And it's funny because with his tweets that got leaked, that was the response to the New York Times posting the tweets or posting the texts. Oh, this is clearly a red herring to get us not to talk about his videos and the video that dropped and how we should all be obsessing about the video and the conspiracy to bury it. And it's like, how do you just ignore that just these texts are here as part of a lawsuit and discovery and it's real, but just will not accept?
But don't forget, Fox is not talking about this.
I know.
And so if that's the only place their audience goes to be informed, they don't even know about this lawsuit or they might know it in the, you know, in the periphery of their brains. But if Tucker's not talking about it, it's not happening. If Laura's not talking about it, why should I care?
Well, it's also interesting because do you think Newsmax or OAN is talking about it at all?
Well, I would think that they'd both want to be careful that they're not next.
Yeah, but it's interesting to me because they are competitors and that's what we've found in what has been released as far as the motives behind Fox News and their decision to continue to push the big lie was because they were fearful of losing their audience.
Oh, yeah.
To Newsmax and OAN.
And Tucker was worried about the stock prices.
And so as far as like the financial motivations to tell their audience the lies that they wanted to hear. So it's like, if you were actually a competitor, would you make the content choice if you're OAN or Newsmax to be talking about it? Or is it just because you were all pushing the same lie that they're also just ignoring it entirely?
Well, again, I'm sure they would love to go after Fox and make them look bad. But as you say, they push the same horse medicine And I'm sure they're walking a very fine line.
Yeah.
Let's see where the audience goes.
Let's see where the audience goes. Well, at least to have some fun with this, the late night hosts certainly had some fun with this. And we picked some of the different clips of their reaction to Tucker Carlson's text message about how he really feels about the former president.
This is Stephen Colbert.
Perhaps the biggest hypocrite at Fox News is top-rated primetime host Tucker Carlson. Seen here watching E.T. die. Even though Tucker has publicly defended the former president, the court filings show that on January 4th, 2021, Carlson wrote privately, "I hate him passionately." What? What? You hate him, but talking about him is the thing that pays your big salary. This is like finding a text from the infomercial guy that says, "Someone please get me paper towels. This stupid ShamWow just kind of moves it all around." These filings reveal all sorts of damning private communications from Tucker Carlson. But these communications, you see, they're just texts. There's no audio. But The Late Show has used cutting-edge AI technology. And this is true. We created a fake Tucker Carlson sound-alike to read his actual words from his actual texts, like when he actually wrote this about the former president.
"That's the last 4 years. We're all pretending we've got a lot to show for it because admitting what a disaster it's been is too tough to digest. But come on, there isn't really an upside to Trump."
Wow. Wow, I know that really sounds like Tucker's voice, but that's not really him speaking. And the way you can tell that's not really Tucker is that he was saying what he actually believes on TV.
And you know what this reminds me of?
Hmm.
This reminds me of John Stewart that we played earlier in the week when he was talking to that Oklahoma state lawmaker about guns and solving the problem to everything is to give more guns.
Yeah.
And for Fox, their audience wants nothing but ice cream, so they give them ice cream. And that's all they're going to give them. They don't care if it's a well-balanced meal. They don't care if their audience becomes obese. They want ice cream. That's what we're going to give them.
Absolutely. And it's like, does it end anywhere?
If they lose.
I mean, so does it only end if they go bankrupt, which we just talking about Alex Jones' case may not even mean anything because of the appeals and how much they can still pay themselves and protect their money and protect their interests. And so even play this out that they lose this case, does that even change anything? Or is there enough lawyers and sharks in the world to have this never end and have enough viewers and enough of an audience that it doesn't matter and it doesn't have to?
FCC might actually have to do something.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. All right. There's a bit of a dilemma that for Adidas right now. What would you do if you were sitting on $1.3 billion worth of sneakers that you couldn't do anything?
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Legs Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
4 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And throwback to October, November. When was Kanye?
At the White House?
No.
Oh, when was Kanye Mar-a-Lago?
No, like when he was going on the rounds with like basically saying all those anti-Semitic things when he got canceled he lost his contract with Adidas. Is that last fall? And, you know, I think a lot of people were kind of like, why did it take Adidas so long? As he was press conference, interview after interview of saying pretty awful things.
October of 22.
So it was October. Okay. And, the fact is that now that they cut ties with them, they're still stuck with $1.3 billion of his sneakers. And so they're floating ideas of what they can do with them. Because, you know, like anyone who got a bad tattoo that is like a Chinese symbol that isn't actually translated to the thing that they thought it was going to be, they're stuck with a very expensive reminder that they now have to figure out what to do with all this retail. And so no one really knows how to get rid of it. Because during an earnings call yesterday, the new Adidas CEO made it clear that ditching its unwanted Yeezy stock is a top priority, but they're sort of stuck on what to do with it. Because like burning it or trashing it would be unsustainable.
Right.
Like a nightmare for climate change. Donating the shoes could create a boom in the resale market as far as people, you know, wanting to
monetize it. Why would that be bad?
Because I think they're trying to eliminate, because anything, so now if they're not going to make any more, it now creates, I don't know, it creates a market, like a black market for something that's dries up the price. You're also not in the StreamYard anymore. And then even if Adidas rebrands item and sells them, then Yee also gets a profit.
Oh. Hmm. I would like to see them donate them, but I guess I can understand the dilemma.
So the most likely option is that they are going to donate them and then have the proceeds go to charity.
And that's, I mean, isn't that a tax write-off for them?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, they're a European company, so I don't know how taxes could work for them. But that was the vaguely upvoted like solution in yesterday's call. There was a quote that said, if we sell it, I promise the people who have been hurt by this will also get something good out of this. And I just think it's an interesting dilemma that they're in as far as like, in one way, in my opinion, they did the right thing, but not without a major loss. And so, but they come, and the company is expecting an operating loss of over $730 million this year. And at the last time Adidas reported a loss, George H.W., so W1, was president, and Wayne's World was still a new movie.
Wow.
So it was 31 years ago. So it's been a profitable, like, in the black company for a very long time. And this one partnership, I think, unless there's other stuff going on at the company that I don't know about, is causing this issue.
Well, was he the only moneymaker they had?
No. I mean, Adidas is a huge brand.
Right.
But, I mean, if it's $1.3 billion of merchandise, it's a lot of money for these. And their shoes are so ugly. I can't even, you know, like, you think Crocs are ugly? They basically look like more aerodynamic Crocs.
But have you seen Kanye's clothing line?
I've seen some.
It's the most hideous thing I have ever seen.
And it's so expensive.
Yes, it's absurd. And if I were Adidas, maybe you should rethink some of your life choices and who you're going to partner with.
Yeah.
And, but.
Well, I think when the partnership, I mean, he's always been a little.
Different.
Eccentric. But I think this partnership predates like 2016. So this wasn't something that was like a recent. Yeah. And so it just became untenable as of last year.
How much does he charge? I mean, how much were the shoes?
I think they were like $300 or $400.
Are you kidding me?
For sneakers? Anyways, you said we have a traffic update.
We do have a traffic update. And if you're in Milwaukee County, just want to give you a heads up about this. Southbound 41, all lanes are closed from Pioneer Road to Highway 45 because of a crash. Southbound 41, all lanes are closed. Southbound 41 from Pioneer Road all the way to Highway 45 because of a crash from the state DOT. So be aware of that. You want to avoid that if you can. Find some way to get around that. And tomorrow as well, with the snow coming, we will be doing updates and cluing you in here and there as to what's going on. But that website is really, really useful, 511wi.gov. So that has the whole state map and all the accidents and all the full closures and cameras and all kinds of things. So you can take advantage of that.
You can take advantage of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then coming up in the next hour, we are going to kick off by apparently money does buy happiness. And talking a little bit about that report, especially since it goes against a previous report saying that there was a threshold that as long as you were making this amount of money,
You were good.
That turns out maybe not so much. And then we're going to be talking to Corey Hartman at 12:20, who is our engineer extraordinaire, but also our internal weather expert. So he's going to give us an update on what we can expect for the snow storm watch for tonight. And then at 12:30, Sarah Godlewski is going to be here, and we're going to be talking about Women Win Wisconsin and some of the rallies that they have coming up in from between now and the spring election, which is in 26 days.
Coming up.
So you should check your registration. Tell your friends to check their registration. They can still register to vote online. You can check your ballot. And that's about it. So that will do it for the first hour, newsy hour. We're going to break for the top of the hour news. Come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, and even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at YAP.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing.